I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Well, if you're a kid or just a kid at heart, you're going to be interested to know that this weekend opens the St. Louis International Children's Film Festival. And we'd like to welcome in the studio the festival's executive director, Cliff Frelick. Hi, Cliff. How are you?
Good to be here. Thanks, Steve.
And joining us on the phone from his office in New York, animator Michael Sporn. Hi, Michael. Welcome to Cityscape.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Cliff, this is a first.
Yes, we have long wanted to institute some sort of children's film festival, but we had to wait until we had sufficient underwriting to make it possible. And thanks to PNC Arts Alive initiative, we were able to do that. And so we're launching the festival this weekend and next weekend as well. And we're really pleased. We have a strong lineup, and Michael's going to be here next weekend, and we're particularly pleased to have him.
Yeah, so why a children's film festival? I mean, your organization does a lot of things.
Well, this is sort of reflective of the quote-unquote big film festival that takes place in November, in the sense that we're featuring many of the same kinds of movies, American independent work like Teo Papi, but also lots of international films, movies that would not be playing here in the multiplexes, but they're great, great family films, but some of them are subtitled. They just have a little bit more of a narrow appeal from a commercial point of view, uh-huh. But they're some of the best family films in the world. So we wanted to expose the St. Louis audience to those.
Michael Sporn, I understand that you've been doing this for a while.
I've had my studio in operation for 35 years, and I was doing it for about another 10 prior to that.
Uh-huh. Where did you begin in animation?
I've just always been doing it. My mother said I was doing it when I was four, imitating television cartoons, and just have been doing it. And went to art school at a school called the New York Institute of Technology in New York, and was among their first graduates. And graduated from there to the Navy and during Vietnam, and then from there to working for my hero, who was John Hubley, one of the great animation producer, directors, designers of all time.
I'm not familiar with the name. Tell me a little bit about him.
He and his wife, Faith, had set up, and they actually brought a new sense of design to animation. So instead of it being 19th century illustration, they did bring modern art, Picasso and Steinberg and the likes of them to animation. So I followed him throughout my career, and the first opportunity I had of working for him, I jumped at it.
Uh-huh. And of course, the films, you have two films in the festival. They're both animated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there are two programs in which there are multiple films. They're shorts, animated shorts.
Uh-huh.
Right. I have several half hours and a number of shorter films just to try to get a little mix there.
We've got someone else that's involved in the festival we would like to bring in right now. Mm-hmm. That's Joey Dedio, and he is an... Did I mispronounce that?
No, Joey, it's fine.
Okay, Joey, you're an actor and a screenwriter, and you're joining us from Philadelphia. You're in transit right now, I think.
Yes, I am in transit right now. We just had a big screening with the mayor and the commissioner last night in Philadelphia, and I'm waiting for a plane to come to St. Louis.
Well, listen, your part in this festival is a film that you star in and directed, yeah. I guess.
I produced. I star in, I produced, and I wrote.
You have an interesting background. You started out, your roots are really in acting, aren't they?
Excuse me?
Your roots are really in acting. You were acting at a young age.
Yes. I started out as a kid actor. Yeah, I was I started in television commercials, then it did the natural progression from commercials to a soap opera to after-school specials to TV movies to a TV series and then producing films.
I have to ask you about
first
the
acting in films.
I have to ask you about the soap opera, because back in the late 70s and early 80s, my sisters got me watching Another World, and that's the one you were in.
Yes, it was. Yes.
I always wanted to be Matt Corey.
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
Tell me.
I think a lot of people did.
Give me just a little short on what your movie's about.
Tio Papi, which means Uncle Daddy in Spanish, is a story about a guy in Washington Heights, the Latin section of New York City, who's living life to the fullest. His sister and her husband live in New Jersey, and unexpectedly they die in a car accident. And all of a sudden, Kelly McGillis from Top Gun plays the woman from the state who drops the six kids off at his house and says that he has become a beneficiary to her, his six children, ages 5, 6, twins at 10, 15, and 16.
We have a short clip of that. Let's listen to it.
All the children sleep in here?
Oh, no. Not Nico. He sleeps in a laundry basket.
It's cute.
I think I've seen enough.
You ever do that again?
Hey, tell him to fix the toilet. I won't have to.
Wait, Miss Warden. Miss Warden, please. Please, Miss Warden, I know this looks bad.
You missed 3 appointments at my office.
I was working.
There is no food in the refrigerator. The children are living in squalor. You're overdue on your rent.
I am doing the best I can.
Well, the best you can isn't good enough.
Please give me another chance, please.
And that's from T.O. Pappy, Joey Dedio's film that is in the St. Louis International Children's Film Festival. And also, Michael Sporn, I don't have the title of yours right in front of me, but the one about the mouse?
It's called Abel's Island.
We're going to hear a clip from that. Would you want to say something about
yes,
your work?
The clip I know is broken into 2 parts. The first part, Abel is walking with his wife, and a storm comes up, and he's a mouse in Edwardian times. A storm comes up and throws him away from his wife and across the shore, river, and he's stranded on an island, and he ends up being stranded there for a year. And the first part of the clip picks him up when he first lands in a tree on that island. And the second part of the clip, he's just escaped the island, but he suddenly encounters a cat who wants to eat him. So after a year of surviving by himself on the island, he now has a cat trying to kill him. So there's a very quiet sort of dignity throughout the clip, and I hope that comes across. The character Abel is played by Tim Curry, and a brilliant performance. It's almost a monologue for the entire half hour.
Hello! I soon realized that I was the only living creature on the island. They're all wondering where I am, of course. It certainly got around that Abelard Hassam de Chirico Flint of the Mossville Flints is missing. I do wish I had something to eat. A mushroom omelette, for example, with buttered garlic toast. Cherry birch, it's not bad, really. While eating, I became convinced that I had the strength, the courage, and the intelligence to survive. My thoughts were full of the future. Oh, Amanda. Then I began to have disturbing apprehensions. Would she be at home? Had things changed? What if, believing me dead, she had married another? Many mice had been in love with her. Was she even alive? If only the rain would stop.
That's the work of animator Michael Sporn. We're also talking to actor and screenwriter Joey Dedio and Chris Fralick from Cinema St. Louis. One final question for you, Michael, and Joey, before you go, for both of you.
Yeah.
And I'll start with you first, Michael. What does it mean to you personally, professionally, to produce a product aimed at young people? That's got to be something special to you.
It is. As I had mentioned at the beginning, I was inspired by John and Faith Hubley, who were these artists and brought art to animation. And it was my goal to do the same. I didn't want just screaming children racing and being attacked by radar guns or whatever. I wanted problems for them to solve and situations for them to be in and a love of art to get across.
Joey, how about you?
Yes, in Abel's Island, for example, he has no one on the island with him. But what he does is he creates art statues of them. So uses art to bring back the people in his love.
Joey, what about you, about making work for kids?
I absolutely think it's the greatest gift anybody can ever possibly do. The kids are the future, and it's, to me, it's really all about the kids.
Well, we look.
I love it. I look forward to it.
Well, we look forward to having you both here in St. Louis. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, both of you. Joey Dedio and Michael Sporn, thanks. Cliff, in the time we have remaining, let's talk a little bit about the variety. We got a sample there of two different things, but you've got all sorts of work in the film festival. Most of it is in English, but what can you tell us about that?
Well, we do have some films that might be a little bit problematic in the sense that folks are scared of subtitles. But as long as I think the kids are 9 and older, they should be able to cope, and they're really terrific movies. So we do have a handful of films that will be subtitled. They're from foreign lands, but we do have other films that are from international films that are dubbed into English, animated films.
In fact, I think you're also featuring someone from here in St. Louis, a gentleman by the name of, if I pronounce it right,
Jerry Hausfater.
Right.
Jerry is going to be here on our final night. We're going to be playing it's a live-action American film called Standing Up. It's adapted from a classic children's young adult novel, actually, called Goat Island. And Jerry was from St. Louis, but he's a great production executive, and he'll be here to introduce and talk about that movie.
And one of the most amazing things about this festival is almost everything's free.
That's correct. There's only one thing that isn't, and that's a workshop, an animation workshop with Michael Sporn next Saturday at the Art Museum. But everything else is totally free.
I would suggest people go to your website then, probably, to look at the schedule, because you have varying locations everywhere from here, you know, in the city, of course, St. Charles County, Metro East. So
we're everywhere.
All right. Cinema St. Louis presents the first annual St. Louis International Children's Film Festival, running today through August the 4th, various times, various locations. For more information, go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, and we'll have everything you need to know. Cliff Fralich, Executive Director of Cinema St. Louis, always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with John Oldani about his books on St. Louis folklore and St. Louisisms, and then join Don Marsh Monday on St. Louis on the Air, when he'll take a look at current issues pertaining to the law with a panel of legal experts. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Aaron Dorr, Camille Phillips, Hannah Durham, and Jeremy Bailey. The executive producer is Robert Peterson, and we'd like to say a very special goodbye today to Hannah Durham. She's been a very capable intern this summer. We congratulate her on her graduation from Webster, and we wish her all the best. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Have a great weekend. See you next time.